Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Ultimate Texas Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our ball Bill, Sue Steve, and Shannon Tracy. It's going to be great. Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Shannon Tracy. This is a great one because we're talking about our fun stuff, Kawasaki mules,
yeah, and this is fun.
Guns and good people, gillies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Tell us about yourself. Like, where? So, Alvin, Texas is close to where I grew up in Friendswood, Texas, right? So, have you always been in Alvin, Texas, or have you grown up somewhere?
I grew up in Deer Park. I went to 18 schools growing up, in and out of schools. My dad was construction, but I ended up in Deer Park, Texas. And he's talking about gillies. That was back, you know, in the disco days and country. So
you
I did
come
both.
Inside, you can see our big gillies sign right there.
Yes.
Mickey Gillies been in that chair back there as well. So
we
got this connection even before we knew about you and the whole thing. So, yeah.
Well, what's really cool, later on in life, you know, in 2015, Mickey Gillie walked in my store in Alvin looking for a tractor.
Wow.
And immediately we just kind of really connected. And our birthdays are real close. Mm-hmm. And he's just an awesome man besides being an entertainer. And awesome person, but
you just sit back and just talk to you, right? I mean, he came in our store, he's just sitting back.
Very humble and he would do anything for his fans. He, you know, he sang all the way to the end. We did a big 50th anniversary celebration in Galveston about 6 months before he passed away, his 50th anniversary. But I have a really nice tribute of Gillies of Mickey at our store.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
You
definitely have to go to Alvin, Texas, and see the UVC store. Mm-hmm. It is a shrine. It's kind of like our shop. It's got the Texas decor.
Mm-hmm. It's an
cool
experience.
Stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like you walking in. Am I inside? Am I going to buy a mule today, or am I going to just hang out and look at some? Is it a museum?
Hey, it's our home away from home. So yeah. I might as well make it feel like home, right?
That's exactly what I say. It's awesome. So you grew up in Deer Park, and then. I know if you go again to the place, you'll see about all your military service. Mm-hmm. And you're a real dedicated patriot as well. So.
Yes, I joined the Navy out of high school. Mm-hmm. And volunteered for sea duty. No women were on board ship yet, so I was one
but
of the
why?
First.
Why? I want to know the backstory.
Why? Yes. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to do something different.
Yes.
And I'm not afraid of anything, pretty much. I even bungee jumped in New Zealand. I couldn't believe I did that one.
Bungee jumped in New Zealand.
Yes, that was crazy. Of course, I had some red wine to help me.
What year was that?
That helps.
That was back in the...
I graduated in 78.
Okay.
And I was the first group of 10 of 100 women to go aboard ship on the USS Samuel Gompers. It was a destroyer tender based out of San Diego. And it was a good experience because I really had to prove myself. I always kind of referred myself to, like, I was very naive.
Mm-hmm.
I believed anything and everything. And the guys, I think, understood that and saw that. So they kind of were my big brothers kind of taking care of me. So we got to take care of this one. But I was the first 10 girls on there. And it was a good experience because we had never done anything like that before. And they, you know, we even got Newsweek magazine. They interviewed us, actually.
Didn't they really?
So that was
pretty cool. What was your job aboard the ship?
I was non-rated because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. So I was in the deck division. So I had a very, very important job.
Yeah.
I was in charge of toilet paper, but they didn't call it that. They call it the SHIT paper.
Okay.
Toilet paper and tools for the deck division. So that's what.
A lot in common.
That's what
Bill's
I did.
Job
that was
here.
Really and
it's a shitty job.
And my cleaning gear was always in the forward part of the ship, so I had to go all the way, you know, female aboard before I come aboard. And you know, the guys always made fun of me, you know, kind of say, oh, yeah, we're ready. And there's some, I remember one time I'd literally go down there and they were just standing there butt naked trying to make, you know, make them, you know, of course I was turned around and went back up. And now I would have just stood there and laughed at them. But
right. I can imagine the 80s, right? You're in the 80s.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, yeah.
Women on board.
Yes. And disco.
Sure
disco. I wore my disco. I wore my heels, went to Tijuana dancing. So when I was not working, so. Our ship was in San Diego, so I had my disco dress. Of course, I had to take my heels off because they had those little spikes, holes.
Right.
Yeah, so I had to carry that, but then I had to walk all the way down the deck, I mean, the pier to get, you know, to get to Tijuana. So it
so
was
how
fun.
How long did you serve in the Navy then?
I was in there for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then after I got out, then I went to work and I met my husband later on in life, about a couple years later. And we met in a bar. Mm-hmm. It was Jason's right there in Clear Lake. And we dated for 3 weeks. 3 weeks after we dated, he asked me to marry, and we got married, and we've been married 38 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Congratulations.
I love it. Yes,
it's not easy these days anymore, for sure. So that's...
But how we he always kind of his own kind of person. He kept getting laid off in the John Deere dealership, so that's how we ended up being self-employed. He had his truck, and he used to do John Deere heavy equipment. So that's how he went on his own. So that's how we started our business, was doing heavy equipment repair. I did all the bookwork and worked for a full-time job, taking care of insurance and the kids, and you know, he did all the field jobs and that kind of thing.
So have you always been at the same location? I mean, that's an awesome location.
Because we did heavy equipment repair, we were over there in McCalla and Dixie. We were, I'll call it, in the hood, pretty much.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It was not a retail location. It was like our...
get started somewhere.
Yes, our test track. Well, you know, it's funny how we started out. We had a metal industrial building. Our road was just... that was our test track, was to be able to go back and forth. And the only way people found out about us was we did the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. We started... we had a booth from 2005... all the way up to 2015. We showed there for 10 years. But we, to back up a minute, when we were doing the back in the 90s, we did Texas Trophy Hunters. And back then, we had a Raptor utility vehicle. And no one was doing hunting rigs. Everybody was doing hunting rigs on trucks, but they weren't doing them on utility vehicles. So we had a really good idea that why not just do this on a lower scale for the hunters, and it just really took off. We found we had a real niche in the market, so our business changed because Ritchie Brothers moved in town and flooded the market with heavy equipment, and it was really tough for us back then. So we said, well, what if we just become a Kawasaki dealer? Because that was all at the time. It was just John Deere and Kawasaki. That was it. So we applied for a Kawasaki dealership, and we became a Kawasaki dealer in October of 2002. And then the rest is just, we started from there and built our business.
Boom, blew it up, right?
Yeah, Scott and I would, we had our truck all wrapped with all our vehicles that we carried. And I remember one time, and actually I had mentioned it to Tiffany earlier, that we would do our own deliveries. Because back then it was just Scott and I, and we had two guys in the shop. And literally the phones were just coming out, and we had our 800 number there on the truck. Mm-hmm. And we had a Tom car in the back of the trailer. And we were somewhere in West Texas, and somebody was calling about it. So we literally pulled off on the side of the road, unloaded it, and gave them a test ride. It was really cool. So, but we would do dawn deliveries, but we kind of have started our business there was in that.
Tractors. So I think about Kawasaki, right, with the mules and such. I mean, I see that as almost a newer thing. I mean, time gets away from you, so I don't exactly know how long the mules have been out. But I know that it was – nobody had mules when I was growing up, and then it just boom. Then, of course, you go to the deer lease. So you had the old the old beat-up Subarus or pickup trucks and all these things.
The old three-wheelers back then.
That's what we had back in our deer lease. We never had it. Then it was just like, okay, this is actually more functional to actually get out of it. You can store different things. And we'll talk about some of the props we have up here as well to actually functionally get your weapons and stuff without having an old beat-up pickup truck and stuff. But, you know, so what's the split? I mean, are you more now mules as opposed to, like, you know, equipment, like
Kawasaki mules are our number one item that I mean, number one equipment that we carry. You know, since we've moved to Alvin in 2010, we have a huge location. It used to be a Dodge dealership. We have 15 acres and a test track, but Kawasaki is the only side by sides that we carry. But we also carry Massey Ferguson tractors, Bad Boy tractors. We just picked up Exmark tractors. We're in the process of adding Sherp, which is a really cool amphibious off-road vehicle that's really neat.
Well, I saw one in front of your deal. Yeah. I have to get one. I'm not sure what I'm going to use it for, but you never know.
I want it.
It just looks cool.
We can wrap it and round it off.
Can you drive it down 45? I don't know if that's possible.
If we can get away with it. Well,
it's you can do it until you get caught.
Well, until we have a flood in Houston, then they'll be wanting us to go to save people, because that's a search and rescue kind of vehicle. So it will go anywhere and everywhere. But the Kawasaki mule, the Kawasaki mule started in 1988 as how it began. Mm. And it was actually created by two guys in a restaurant. They drew it on a paper napkin, and that's how they come up with the concept and the idea. And it had one steering wheel, one seat, and a bed in the back. So that's how I started out with it. But first time I ever saw a Kawasaki mule was back in the mid-90s. And it was actually picking up my son's girlfriend, well, his friend girl, She drove up in the mule, and I said, "What is that?" So I remember seeing that, and that was like 4 or 5 years later. We ended up becoming a Dieter for him.
Wow!
But
it was like a golf cart kind of thing back in the day.
You see those on the groundskeepers on golf courses using those.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we started outfitting, it was really a fun story. I don't know if I've told you this or not. Back when we first started the mules and we started outfitting them, I had one customer that he was part of a lease on the King Ranch. And he was a big group of about 10, 12 guys. And he came in and outfitted it. And everybody was, back then we did the high seat and the one seat and that kind of thing. So he took it to his lease and everybody else wanted it. And he got tired of lending it out. So the next year he started renting it out to him because these are all his friends. So they're cool. But then after that, they said, "We're not going to rent. We're going to go get our own." So every time one would come and after the other, and they would always try to outdo the other guy. So that's kind of and that's what makes it fun, because we always listen to our customers and what their application is, how they're using it, and then we make it for them. And that's what we've kind of built Kawasaki mules for. And
custom mules,
save a truck, drive a mule. I've always said that a long time.
Well, you said you mentioned King Ranch, so you've had people basically from everywhere come and buy. Where's the farthest somebody has come to buy Kawasaki mule from you?
The farthest, I've had them from California and I've had them from New Jersey.
South Africa.
I actually had a customer that did it for ice fishing up there in Michigan.
Wow.
And he brought a Kawasaki mule to take up there.
And
for that.
What brought them to you? To you specifically?
Because, you know, the best kind of, nowadays is all about social media and stuff. But back then it's just, customers talking to customers.
Referrals,
yeah. Talking to their friends and say, "Hey, are they seeing what we have?" And just like this is a holster. This is something that I invented.
Show us this. This is cool.
This is when the Kawasaki Mule Pro came out. Mm-hmm. It came out in summer 2014. And, we knew something was coming because we never could compete against the Polaris Ranger. And because we didn't have the suspension and all that. But my idea was on the Kawasaki Mule, they have on the roll cage, they have a
producer's
shoulder.
Looking at me like,
easy range rider.
Yeah, I had to paint that blue because I got in trouble. I did this at the rodeo back in 18 and it was all black and I got in trouble for it, so I had to paint
goodness.
It. But this is my second version of it. We've updated it. But what it does is everybody, when you're out hunting or out there, in your land, and especially in West Texas, you got snakes and everything else, you won't be able to grab your pistol.
Pigs.
And actually, Steve Austin is one of our customers.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And we delivered one of his, we've done four of his mules.
Oh, that's
but
Steve Austin.
That's Stephen F. Austin.
We could rebuild him.
But we went out and delivered
one
of his
mules. You went to Rowdy Loafers. We're a little bit interrupting, so.
We delivered one of his mules, and he told me about the story that he had laid up his pistol on the dash, and it's somewhere out there, but he has no clue where. So I had come up with this idea that I'm always leaving my cell phone everywhere. And everybody who needs a pistol will be able to just grab it real quick. So this is what this does, is it goes on the roll cage. You got the front seat, the rear seat, and then you have the passenger in the front.
Is that a Velcro?
No, it's not a Velcro. It's actually snaps.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
My original design was Velcro, but this is much better.
Yeah.
First time we had a Velcro thing out, and it just is really loud. When you're out there hunting, you don't want to scare the animals.
Yeah.
Good point. So this, and plus you want to grab it real quick. I did have it where you had an inside pocket, but this is an outside pocket so you can grab it. But I call it my mule holster. And what's really cool on this side of it, on the inside right here, is where you put your cell phone. Right here. So
love it.
That way you always know where your phone is and you always know where your pistol is, and you not only you, but you can have it on the passenger and you can have it on the back passengers.
If that ain't country, I don't know who you are here.
You're basically packed and loaded, seriously.
Packed and loaded.
And that's what you do in Texas, right?
Yeah.
You have to be.
Where's my pistol at?
You have to be.
Alan Coe says, if that ain't country, you can kiss my ass.
But, yes, right. But we make these to match our... We also do custom seats, so we also do those to match our custom seats as well. So,
Like multi-level kind of stuff as well that I've seen. People, can't you get on top and hunt off the top of it?
Well, we have aluminum tops that you can actually stand on.
Right.
Now, you don't want to drive and stand on it, because I'm sure that's probably happened, but I don't want to know
about it. I have no idea who would do something like that.
Challenge accepted.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, don't drive. Actually, be parked.
There's a big old fat head up there doing that.
But what's nice about aluminum is that our world doesn't rust, so you won't have to worry about that, but it's definitely secure. We even did for Arlington Stadium, the bomb squad.
Oh,
we've actually did some custom mules for them, not with the holsters, but we did the custom tops, and they have a ladder, special ladders that go up. So they actually inspect the stadium before anything, everything, every game. And they use our mules to do that.
That's amazing.
So it's pretty cool.
We should probably sell these in here. I think we could sell these with our... We started working with Turtle Box, by the way. That's a new little bing plug that we just started with. We met him at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Barbecue Cookoff, and that's been a really great thing. It sounds great.
Bluetooth speaker. Like,
have you heard about these guys? They're from Houston, so we're going to connect everybody. You can plug it into your
my printer.
Your mule, and anyways, just cool people like yourselves and these guys and.
That's what I love about y'all is, you know, this is what small business is about, is networking, and, you know, your customers are our customers, and we just network each other, and, you know, customers get the best of everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know? When everyone is to say, we good.
Right.
Say secede.
Right.
Yeah, that too.
Well, there's
okay,
that.
We're seceding, yes.
Yeah.
Well.
It's a different podcast.
Play on words. Yeah. Play on words.
Check podcast number 2, 3, 7, and 4.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably about right.
Bring it on up.
Yep. You wouldn't talk about it.
Come on, Pork.
Oh.
Bring it on up, buddy.
Oh, we want to throw some shout-outs as well. Yeah. Beyond Turtle Box, we also have Grace's Pizza here in-house. So right here is...
Oh, is this what you were talking about?
So they're the guys to visit, they're Aggies and other folks, four guys from Houston, and they had some issues with something that was not waterproof, weatherproof, life-proof, and all that. And so they created something that was buoyant. It can actually float. And, you know, you can't have water, salt water, other things... wouldn't mess up the actual cone of the speaker itself, and it actually sounds great here, and because of the wave leak frequencies, it can be about, you know, way at the end of this room over here and sound exactly the same. These kinds of things.
It's pretty amazing.
It is awesome.
He was saying too that another really neat thing about it is we can link two of them together,
right,
and then it isolates the sound, the right and the left,
true stereo
from your phone. And it gives you true stereo sound wherever you just push a button on it and isolates.
I heard that it's
true stereo sound. It is amazing. You hear sound over here, sound over there.
Yeah.
And you can submerge them completely in salt water or whatever.
You could take your mule up to the feeder or whatever, take it, and you could spin it. Yep. So you can be far away and it sound just the same. Anyways, those
scare all the deer off in stereo.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what's really cool? Yes. You know, speaking of that, deer sound. Coming. What we do stereo systems too as well, and then you can pair up like that as well. But we can also do download animal sounds. So when you're out hunting, you it's really cool.
The stress,
you go out there,
pig or whatever,
because it actually works. It works pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I have those downloaded in my Bluetooth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out episode 17 for the goat boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're a little weird up here, Shannon. But she's used to it.
Oh, yeah.
We have a good time, but we always had to infuse a little bit of our Texas history, Texas culture, all of our friends that support Texas businesses, as you said, and do cool stuff that people haven't heard about. And that's why I wanted to kind of talk about not just this thing, which is amazing, but, you know, the mules. So you got to see it in Alvin, Texas.
You know how the mule got the name? What do you think? What do y'all think the mule stands for?
Drug smuggling.
Why do you think they called it the mule? Just curiosity.
That's where your head went, was drug smuggling.
Mule is like
water. That's that Clint Eastwood movie.
No, you really don't.
And actually, the letters actually stand for something.
What's the acronym?
It's a multi-use lightweight equipment.
Nice.
Hey.
Yes.
Heard it first.
So now,
not what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You call them ATVs, UTVs. There's a lot of acronyms, again.
You know, that's how I came up, UV country, now we're UVC, power sports, tractors, and outdoors, but UV, utility vehicle, that's what everybody used to call them.
Okay.
But then the recreational kind came out, and then now they call them side-by-sides.
Okay. Right.
They're not really ATVs. ATVs are ones with handlebars, and then basically you got a steering wheel.
All right, so you're sitting on it.
That's ATV.
ATV.
ATV, yes. Okay. And the state of Texas, since 2008, you have to title them just like a car.
So can you talk about that just real quick? Because I know it's very confusing, because we got a side-by-side, and they're like, you can't put it on unless the road is not a public road. If it's part of a subdivision, it's not really clear. Or if you go get a title for it, or if you put a sticker on it.
You know, they're not street legal, but you can make them street legal, and it depends on your neighborhood. Basically, if you have golf carts, to me, honestly, the Kawasaki Mule is so much safer than what a golf cart does, because you have doors to protect you, and it's just a much better vehicle. You get a title just like a car, but you don't get a license plate.
Right.
So it just depends on your neighborhood. A lot of our customers still buy our utility vehicles or side by sides and mm-hmm. drive them around in the neighborhood. I'm sure you've probably seen a lot of them in Friendswood.
I have.
And they're starting to get more and more popular. So and they're great in the neighborhoods. I mean, use them. Customers use them for, you know, not only work but for fun and for recreational. And of course, we have the mule, but we also have the crazy mud park world, which that's a whole that's crazy what they do with those. Fun, yes.
Yeah. So are these all mm-hmm. gas powered? Right.
Gas okay. and we have diesel too.
You do have diesel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have diesel as well.
Will they go electric mm-hmm. in the future? I mean, I'm sure.
You know, Kawasaki just came out with a motorcycle that's electric, and then when it's running, it charges the battery, so you don't even have to plug it in. Wow. So actually, we just went to the dealer meeting. They introduced a new HVAC, which is the AC cab unit, which is called the Ridge, which I'm going to fuss at them because they should have called it Mule Ridge, which is still kind of part of the Mule family.
Right.
And I'm going to tell them about that in Ichabod in the next meeting.
I bet you will.
I will. but it's what we have the rodeo this year. And of course, now the rodeo is going on, but I know when this airs, the rodeo will be over with. But by then, we'll have the vehicle. So definitely it's HVAC. It has a nice air conditioner. It's just like a full-size cab truck. And they drive like a truck. They've really fixed them up really, really nice. Right now they have the one bench, and eventually they're going to have the two bench as well.
Well, I'm sure your mule would really come in handy for us at the cook-off.
Oh, yeah.
So this next year, mm-hmm. between now and then, I want to
talk about
partner and get something for us.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I bet you probably saw the ambulances.
Yes, we did. Yes.
We build those for the mules. So,
those are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, they take care of all the people that have a little bit too much
plastic
drink.
Plastic sides on them and all that.
Yeah. Cool.
They're busy.
Yes, they're busy, especially at cook-off.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to get in through the crowds and stuff. And we actually sold a couple of ambulances all the way in New Jersey. They couldn't get a full size ambulance up because it was too steep, uh-huh. and the mule was lighter weight, so they were able to, they ordered two of the mule ambulances that we have.
Wow.
And even back in the day when we first started, before the Pro came out, we actually did one for a helicopter pad in South Dakota. That they had to get to be able to transport it from the helicopter pad to the hospital,
sure.
and they didn't want to spend the money in a full blown ambulance, so we did a mule with a enclosed cab with a heater to be able to transport him from there, from the helicopter to the
I can see that for like mm-hmm. mountain rescue, that type of thing.
Okay. And then a big reason we moved to Alvin from the hood, how we got there was the hood. I'm from Macaua. And it was funny, Macaua, that was the street we always were, our business was out of. You think about Macaua, it's Macaua Saki. That's what I always thought of. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, we got awarded a really big contract for SOCOM when the TRXs come out.
Wow.
So when you come to our store, of course, we do anything and everything for our veterans. Our country wouldn't be where we're at if we didn't have our veterans. And so I try to do as much as we can. But I have a really nice memorial rock, the Land of the Free Because of the Brave, on there at my store that you've seen on that. But the Kawasaki Terex is, we had a big contract, 5-year contract, and we did it in 3 years. And what was really cool about that contract, sometimes I would get phone calls or emails from over there in Iraq, and it was so cool for them. They were calling and talking about needing stuff for the vehicle and stuff, but it was really neat that we were able to be part of that, to be able to help our soldiers to be able to get around in.
That's awesome. Thank
so
you for that.
That was cool.
100%.
On that.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. What's next? What are you going to do? I mean, can you continue to grind and build your business up? You want to keep?
Of course.
Your place is fantastic there. I didn't know if you're going to try to get multiple locations, if you want to keep that.
Oh, I did not see how anybody can do more and more locations.
Yeah, it's people, right?
Trying to agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah. People ask me that all the time. I'm like, it's so difficult, as you know, to run a business and take care of your people and do cool things. We just did a Texas Independence Festival as well, by the way, a couple weeks ago, and it was great. We had Lance Berkman there and others.
This is at her location.
Yeah, her location. Mm-hmm. It was really, really cool. So, yeah, thank you for supporting Texas as well and all the musicians.
Yeah, Lance is a great, great guy. There's a funny story how I met him. I thought I told you the story where I was setting up at Trophy Hunters, and Andy Pettit had come to our booth, and I didn't recognize him because this is back in the 90s. And no, it wasn't the 90s because we were mules. It's about 2005, 2006. And anyway, Andy Pettit had come up, and I didn't recognize him. And then after I did recognize him, his Astro friends were there too, and they were kind of laughing at me. But anyway, Andy had gotten on the phone with Lance Berkman saying that because Lance Berkman had a Jeep that he wanted, so Lance was wanting a mule. So Lance ended up coming to our store about a month later after Trophy Hunters because of Andy Pettit coming to our booth.
Nice.
So, yeah, but Lance has come to our In the Hood store a couple of times, okay. And he's come to our store there in Alvin, too, but he's a great, great guy.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, like, yeah, and I was very happy for him, too.
Yeah.
He's done stuff. really well.
He does a lot of charity work for the community here in Houston. He's coaching as well here in Houston, which is fantastic. So,
yeah,
all good.
Man, is it time for Boot of the Week? Good stuff.
I think it is. So these, you probably saw these online. You can see them on our website as well.
Oh, yes, of course, my boots.
So we have to show off your fancy boots. So, of course, she came in. She's like, of course, I need to do something special. I'm the queen of Texas over here. Give me something that's really unique. So we had some King Cobra.
You want me to take them off?
Yeah, if you could.
Okay. Is that possible? Just one.
Yeah, just one.
Yep. Okay.
I want to. All right, she's gonna maneuver taking the boot off of here.
Yep. I have never done this boot thing until you showed me the other day.
This is a boot jack. You probably can't see it. Yeah, if you're watching online, maybe you can see it. We'll do some clips as well to show actually how boot jack works. Okay. I hear that so much. I mean, I just grew up using boot jacks.
So I put my foot there.
So you put your foot
a little higher up.
There you go.
Right there. Right there.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. It will save your back.
There you go.
Check these boots out. Aren't they awesome? Check this. I gotta do like Vanna White. Hold on.
Yeah, Vanna.
Straight up.
Yeah. All the way up. Oh yeah, the nails. Check out the nails. Producer, I don't know if you can.
Every girl that has custom boots at Republic, you gotta have nails to make.
Yes, that's right.
That's a definite.
So we have a new section back there.
Okay.
Instead of.
There you go.
Instead of our new hat store, we should make just a nail salon to, like, make your nails just like the boots.
Hey, you may have some guys come in here do that.
Hey, fireball nails all day long.
So pretty.
I better stop.
I know. So this is King Cobra. So we love this hide. It's a really unique hide. But the issue with the hide is that it's very narrow. It's a King Cobra. It's not like a giant python where you can have the entire vamp done, so we have to do it kind of in pieces, but it's got some really interesting kind of grain to it. What we did is we took the belly of the King Cobra, and Javier, our master stitcher here, did it all the way up, which is extremely difficult to do because, again, we make boots in different sections. We call it the vamp, the counter, and the top. To do the vamp all the way up to the top is it's an art form. I honestly don't know how he did it, but it's that kind of magic that happens with the artist that we have here. And then I drew up the top, right?
I love the design. The design's awesome. And not only the front, you did the back too.
Thank you.
Exactly. Front, back.
Awesome. Yes.
With the kind of the tongue of the snake up there. But gorgeous electric blue King Cobra. Just from Miss Shannon Tracy here to show off, right?
Oh, I love it.
It's tweak a little bit for you, but hey, that's what we do here. We gotta continue to work it until you're satisfied.
I absolutely love my boots.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yes.
Cool. So how do we find you? What's the way that we can go out there and have everybody seek you guys out at UVC?
Our website is uvconestop.com.
One stop.
And I keep my, and I don't know how many times people call me and say, do you have this in stock? I keep my website updated daily. And everything you see, what you see is what you get. You know, what we have online is true.
Hear that? Daily?
Daily. As best as that is. There might be a day or two I miss, but I always keep it up. So, yes.
But you guys are posting as well. Yeah, you guys are posting online on social media.
Social media as well.
I love your ads. Everything you do, it's fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's fun to watch.
It's fun.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, we try to have fun with it too.
Right?
We have 15 acres, test track. So, yes.
He did that on purpose.
Actually, yeah. Can we block out Bill's face here on the thing right there?
There.
Just kidding.
All right.
Or I'm not kidding. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Shannon. This has been fantastic. Again, we're all about Texas history, great people, and all those things. You kind of blend everything into one. Great person, great business, fantastic product in what you do. So thank you so much.
Veteran, patriot, everything.
Speaking of Texas, every time I do a video, this is a kind of a funny story. Every time I end it, I always kick my foot up, and I say, aha! So when I have customers call me, are you the aha lady? Are you the redhead in the video? I said, yes. I'm on the phone, so it's a lot of fun. So
well, let's keep the tradition going.
All right.
Aha! Wait. I got to get my boot on first.
All right, it's time for a drink real quick.
I got to get my boot, and then I got to kick it up.
So we do this on audio version, also the video version. You have to go on YouTube to really see the video version, so you can see all the craziness that we that we have here in the actual Republic Boot Camp. We're on the stage here at Republic Boot Company, by the way.
Okay, so this is what we this is what I always do.
Okay,
sure. So come on down to UVC Power Sports Tractors and Outdoors.
Aha! Aha! There it is. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Thank you all.
Thanks.
All right. See y'all.